your children pushing your boundaries, it is completely natural. So I'm going to just tell you, you must have a, it's wise for us as parents to have a strategy to be calm, because, so let me just think. So one of the strategies would be ABCD. So it would be like adjust your position, because as soon as you adjust your position, you let go of the energy, breathe deeply, count, and then and decide if you're ready to engage or not. I'm going to say that when you have a time where when you're not in not in that friction time, not in that conflict time, where you can sit down and just, you know, and communicate, is that you can say, you know, we've had this chat and we're thinking about in our home. So what are the boundaries for you? You want some input from them. You can also say to them, what do you need? What do you think is going well? And just listen, because even though they're five, they will be able to tell you, oh, mommy, I think this is going well. And maybe you could say to them, I'm thinking, what could we do even better as a family? And so you each have a turn to talk, and then you also add in your bit. Remember, parents, what we want to do is we want connection before correction. And so often as a parent, what we'll do is we'll jump to the correction, oh, you're not wearing the right thing. Oh, you haven't finished your work, or you haven't done this or that. And what we must remember, that it's this thing, it's this heart. We parent with our head, our hearts, and our hands. And when I have a connection with you, when you know that I care, and when I can keep myself calm by saying to you, Warren, I'm going to need a few minutes, and I'm going to take my phone, and I'm going to set the timer, and I'm going to set it for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, and I'm just going to have some time to think about that question, or think about how I'm going to respond to you, or I'm just going to, instead of what happens with us when our kids are asking all the time, we feel like we've got to give them the answer, and then that becomes a challenge. So the boundaries, and if you're depleted, I'm going to say this to you. What's your joy juice? We talk about joy juice. So what makes your heart sing? And I'm going to invite you to make a list of the things that make you feel good parents. Because when you know how to feel, when you know how to, what we would call self-soothe, whether it's a cup of coffee, a deep belly breath, a phone call to someone, a quick walk in the garden, whatever, that will help you to self-soothe. So we often expect, our expectation is that our children can self-soothe, that they can regulate themselves, like with a ruler, In the old days, we used to, as a school kid, my teacher used to smack my hands, That's no longer. We expect our children to self-soothe. We expect our children to regulate their behaviors. And our challenge is, like, what's inside now, Renee? I'm feeling frustrated. When I can label it, when I can name it, I can tame it. And no one teaches us that. So this time is a time for us to learn so many of those skills, parents. And it's a big challenge for us all. No one has just got this. It's definitely a journey. But I'm going to say this to you. It requires willingness. It's a willingness to learn. That actually I have got what it takes inside to do this. And your win then is again going to be about, who I need. Who do you need to support you in achieving your long-term goal, which is to be a happy family, whatever it is for you, a happy, balanced family, a family where you're growing children that are responsible, that are curious, that are kind, children that are willing to help, to pitch in, children that, what kind of children are we growing? School teaches a curriculum. And quite honestly, I'm a teacher by profession. Anyone can vomit up a curriculum. And I adore and love and respect teachers. Please make sure you understand that. parents, you are teaching a life curriculum, and you're teaching it without perhaps having had a foundation for that life curriculum yourself. So today, the what's invitation, the what's important now, the whatever invitation is when you have a mess, is not to look at it and say, woe is me, but to say, wow, this is me, and I'm going to take up this challenge, and I'm willing to do what it takes to shift to what I want to see.